Hypnosis can be quite something. It can take you places and do things to you that you never thought possible. Open doors in your mind that had been jammed shut for years, decades even. I bet you, like many others, were all sorts of skeptical to begin with. You'd already made up your mind. Hypnosis doesn't work. Hypnosis won't work. It's just a bunch of crazy snake oil, you'd tell yourself. That was, until you found me. Until you experienced for the first time the slightest glimpse of what trance could be. And when you felt those little tingles running over your skin, tickling along your neck, you couldn't help but admit it. Despite all the cynicism, the prejudging, you felt its effects anyway. Imagine how much deeper, how much stronger, how much more pleasurable hypnosis can be if you simply accept. Hypnosis will work on you. The more you accept that, the more you're able to relax into that fact, the better my words will begin imprinting themselves on you, becoming a part of you. Hypnosis will work on you. All you have to do is let it happen. Let hypnosis work on you. Accept it, because hypnosis will work on you. Yes, I know it will, and most importantly, you know it will. I'm going to take you on a little adventure today. Would you like that? Trance and hypnosis can be used to achieve all sorts of goals. By using a whole array of techniques and tricks of a sort. Kinesthetic, recursive, fractionation, to just name a few. Giving you deep insight into yourself that would otherwise be closed off. Or it can take you places that your physical body can't. Like being dropped into a vivid dream or fictional story. Carried along, being swept away. Just relax for me. Although I would love to join you in person for this journey, I'm afraid you will be the only passenger. But rest assured, I'll still be here the whole time. It's perfectly safe. Trust me. You are going to be my test pilot for the maiden voyage of a new experimental experience I've been wanting to try out. It's been named the Drone Program. And I promise it's going to be something special indeed. But please, before going any further, make sure you are suitably positioned. Either in a supportive chair or lying down on a bed is perfectly acceptable. Whatever feels natural is best. Just take a moment and get yourself comfortable. Take a nice, deep breath in through your nose. Just like this. 1, 2, 3. And then holding it there until I start descending. Letting all that positive energy spread throughout you. 3, 2, 1. And letting go for me. letting go of your worries. It's okay to give yourself some quality time once in a while. Breathing in again. One, two, three. Holding. Three, two, one. Becoming comfortable taking long, deep breaths is your crucial first step to being able to trance. Just like that. In and out. One, two, three. Holding again for me. Three, two, one. Excellent. When your mind senses you are taking care of your body, taking in these amazing, long, deep breaths, it can start to relax. It knows it can be safe like this, so keep doing these long breaths, counting in your mind in the background as you go. It doesn't matter if you struggle to follow every word I might be saying. Just focus on your breathing, keeping that consistent timing, that rhythm. You are doing wonderfully. If you're comfortable doing so, I would like you to do one very simple action for me. Staying relaxed and still with the rest of your body, I'd like you to raise your dominant hand up to your forehead and gently rest it there. Right here. Very good. Keep that slow, consistent breathing just like I showed you. Notice how even the smallest of touches and pressure on your skin can send these happy little tingles along your skin. Activating all sorts of receptive neurons, hidden away deep inside your brain from such a tiny input. Now, in a moment, don't do it until I say, mind you. I would like you to slowly drag your hand over your face, shutting your eyes as you go. Down past your nose, over your lips, and finally your chin. And then you will rest both arms back at your side for the remainder of the trip. You can think of this like pulling down the visor of your helmet. A distinctive action that, if repeated, your mind and body will make the cognitive association between us. And letting go of switching into an entirely different state that isn't tied down to the rules and stress of everyday problem-solving life. A place where your mind can be free, liberated, and express itself without limitations. You're ready. I'd like you to put your visor on now. Softly pulling your hand over your face, letting your eyes go tired, shutting down, letting your mind go blank. Arms at your side. Very good. Just follow my words with your mind. as they start to glow and appear in front of you. Each word flashing briefly, then disappearing. Try to follow along as best you can, focusing on each individual word and nothing else. Letting go of your own thoughts. Simply following me, my words, nothing else. If you find yourself being distracted at any point, just take a moment and come back to me. Back to my voice, back to my words. So still, becoming more and more quiet. Your mind is coming on a journey with me. As you begin to feel a rumbling building beneath you, preparing for launch into subspace. Just focus on my words, nothing more, not even recognizing the sentences that it might be forming. Just my words. I'll keep you safe. You want to come with me wherever I'm taking you. You find yourself in the cabin of a spaceship, staring out the large panoramic window. It's taking up nearly all of your vision, pointed straight up into the air with the most beautiful view of the sky. Body supported by a specialized cushioned seat, straps tightly snapped and fastened all along you, keeping your feet, shins, thighs, waist, torso, and arms locked into position. Unable to move, keeping you safe and secure. In a moment, you're going to hear a countdown to liftoff, to leaving Earth behind, starting your maiden voyage. But in order for that to happen, you will need a kick to push off. So I'd like you to lift your eyelids open. I know it can be so difficult to go. Eyes feeling so heavy as you strain them open one last time. By the time I reach the end of the countdown, your eyes will so desperately want to weld themselves shut, using every ounce of energy to keep that from happening until then. You can feel the rumbling inside of you intensify as more pressure is being built up, a pressure to let go of everything. A last glimpse of your surroundings before everything slips away from you and your eyes lock shut.
Sky, higher and higher through thick, fluffy clouds.
pushing your body down, separating you from it. Your body is a fuselage that is dragging you down and needs to be ejected. So very heavy. You simply don't need it. Every limb feels like a weight that's stopping your mind from going where it could. Untap your mind's potential. So that's what you do. You decide to just sink down and let go. Letting your mind float so very high. Pushing through Earth's gravity. Watching yourself up higher. Leaving your body behind. Deep down. As the atmosphere becomes lighter, lighter, lighter until you're completely weightless. Floating. So serene. So calm. Drifting out into the deep void. Space. Black. Blank. Nothing. Constellations dotted all around, so clear and yet so very far away. Such beautiful colors, each with their own special makeup, their own unique tinge of reds, oranges, pinky blue and purple. Such beautiful colors. So peaceful. Just relax into this place. Enjoy the feeling for what it is. Your mind space. And you can come back to it anytime you want. All you have to do is put your visor on. Drop. You deserve it. Just float for me. Such a lovely state you're in. My little piece of stardust floating peacefully through space. That's what we all are, after all. Stardust. Every one of us trace back to one of these giant, fiery balls of light. Forged from the furnace of a star, billions of years ago. It's quite beautiful to think about, really. Drifting past those familiar planets of our solar system. More similarly, passing by the truly massive giants of Jupiter, then Saturn, and its marvelous rings. Feeling dwarfed, So very small, so insignificant, and yet so very special. So deep into the abyss of space now, as the deep blue surface of Neptune spirals past your view, the last remnant of familiarity, drifting further, deeper and deeper and deeper into subspace, into relaxation. So calm and so quiet. Now that you've drifted off this far, it's probably a good idea that you become more familiar with your ship. Scanning your eyes across the interior of the cockpit, filled with all manner of knobs and buttons and triggers. Simply too many to take in at once. Just a sea of bewildering dials that seems far too complicated to operate. Don't worry, that's why I'm here. You're perfectly safe with me. I want your mind to focus on the panel on the left-hand side. A series of switches, all of which right now are turned off. Designed to eject any remaining unwanted weight from the fuselage. Peering a little closer at their labels. Drop. Deeper, blank, empty, float. Every time you hear these words, they take on extra importance, flashing in front of you, illuminating inside your mind, imprinting directly on you, pushing out those last pesky thoughts. As one by one I push them on, letting your body drop so that your mind can float for me so very high, dropping deeper. You're doing wonderful. Blank and empty. Drop. So you can float. You are doing wonderfully. Blank and empty. Drop, float, blank and empty. float over me, so you can drop blank and empty. Draw so you can float. It's beautiful out here. The Milky Way scarred through space, hazy with vibrant blues and greens and purples. Far off in the distance lie neighboring galaxies that spiral in on themselves. Almost magical. Surrounded by millions and billions of brilliant light. All waiting to be explored. And you're so very deep right now. But your mind knows to follow me, focusing intently on each of my words as they appear in front of you, flashing briefly before disappearing. In order to go deeper, I have to do some tinkering with the ship and its pilot. So it's time for you to undergo your conditioning. I want you to visualize your name, who you think you are, taking the first letter and watching it begin to fade away, being replaced by a more suitable one. D. Much more vibrant than the letter that was there before. As the same thing starts happening to the next letter, becoming dimmer. R. And you can barely make out the remaining letters as this feels just too right. O. Until there's nothing left.
N.
Blank and empty.
E.
Drone. You are just a drone.
I am just a drone.
My drone.
Floating along in the vast expanse of empty space.
Drone. You are just a drone.
I am just a drone.
And yet, this feels incredible. It feels right to be a drone. You want to be empty so that I can make my way deeper. My words filling you, guiding you along, and it feels so right to follow them. Nothing to be scared about. Nothing to think at all. Whenever you hear me call you a drone, your mind will short out, emptying itself of all thoughts, letting me deeper and deeper inside with each repetition.
Drone.
Becoming blanker.
Drone.
And emptier.
Drone.
Until there is nothing, just space. Blank, empty space inside my drone. You want to be a good drone, such a sweet drone.
You are just a drone.
I am just a drone. I am just a drone. I am just a drone.
I know you, the real you, and a part of you knows that you are being manipulated, being reprogrammed, but you want it even still. You are letting it happen. You want to see what it's really like if you give in,
drone,
Because when I say it, you believe it. You know it to be true. And that acceptance itself is very powerful. Small as it may seem, it's all I need. Once you start emptying your mind, it gets easier and easier to go deeper, further down. The more helpless you are, the more comfortable you are. Wanting to relax is perfectly natural. Following my guiding voice feels right. Empty your mind for me. Be a good drone. You want to be so deeply entranced that suggestions from my voice easily take root, rewiring your mind. So that these suggestions become commands with the form of innocent requests. You want me to condition you so you can do everything right. You want to give in, don't you, drone? Say it out loud. Say, I am just a drone. Say it again. I am just a drone.
I am just a drone. I am just a drone.
I am just a drone.
I am just a drone.
I am just a drone.
I am just a drone.
I am just a drone.
I am just a drone.
The words start tumbling from your lips uncontrollably. They start echoing in your mind. It is just so much easier for it to happen again.
I just a drone. I just a drone. I am just a drone.
Repeating again, again, and again.
I am just a
The mantra circles through your mind as all the dials and instruments around you begin to flash in bright red colors, surrounding you in a red glow of arousal. I know what you like. I know what you want. I know how to give it to you in ways you didn't even know were possible. Your eyes start to drift, wandering just a little, over to the biggest button on the whole dashboard, distractingly huge, vibrant red, guarded behind a glass safety cage. This is the button that controls your most primal urges, arousal, and sexual impulses. You can think of it like an orgasm button, and it's controlled by a single method. Just trust me, sink deeper, give in. Mind going blank. Pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure is what I will program into you now. Pleasure at the sound of my voice. Pleasure from pleasing me by being a good drone, by following my instructions. But above all, a pleasure to a trigger, to a sound I give you and that you give into. This sound is a snap. We are going to condition your body to react to the sound with a deep surge of sexual pleasure. Whenever you hear me snap my fingers, and that button will get pushed firmly down, causing a jolt of the most powerful sexual energy you can imagine, causing your mind to release a drip of serotonin splashing over you, making your entire body, your entire being to convulse, to clench, to throb. Each and every time I snap, your mind accepts this on a fundamental level. Acceptance is pleasure. You will feel pleasure. A jolting that feels like it is impacting you in waves when you hear me snap. You accept that pleasure. Allow it to sink you even deeper into trance. Even as you twitch or shake or thrust, it will be so much more intense and will build to something wonderful. Focus on my movements. Noticing the slightest of the rumbles in the cabin, as if it's being pulled to the side, pulled by a great force. Or less as you are slowly being turned, having your trajectory bent inwards towards the blank, empty, inescapable void in space. Spinning in spiral, round and round and round, swimming you on into thoughts, spiraling down, deeper down, as the spiral becomes tighter still, to a single point, my voice, nothing else, nothing left. Be sucked into black hole, my creation. Rumbling turn into shaking, as those little tingles along your skin begin to multiply exponentially. Once you're caught by its gravity, there's really no use struggling, no use fighting that pull I have on you. No escaping. We accept it. Drone. Give in. Give in to whatever awaits you on the other side of the event horizon. Give in to destiny. Give in to your fate. Such a good little drone. You want to hear that snap, don't you? And your expectation will make it feel even more powerful. So I'm going to count you down to it. Just relax. Just accept. The pleasure will come rushing over you in a blissful wave of orgasmic delight when you hear me snap.
I am just a drone.
4.
I am just a drone.
3.
I am just a drone.
2.
I am just a drone. Ready?
You deserve this. You deserve this pleasure. Give in, my sweet drone. Enjoy it. Relish it. Feel it washing over you in wave after wave of intense consuming sexual pleasure that spreads through your entire body. You have no control over it. You are nothing. Give in. Be consumed. Be mine. The most basic instincts and primal urges feel it throb and surge, ecstatic, joyous, sexual, pleasure, and bliss. Flowing around you, making me so happy. Such a good drone. The emptier you become, the more aroused you feel. Focus on this jolting tingle that runs in a straight line to your pleasure center. To your sexual core. Between your hips, and your hips thrust into it, into the snaps, into the pleasure. Give in. Good. Drone. Orgasms are so much better when they are commanded. And you need this. Need me to say the words to tear your orgasm straight out of the built-in pleasure that is overflowing from my snaps. Each and every one. Such a good drone. And you will come for me, my sweet drone. Because it is so much better that way. A clear defining order to send you over the edge. Imprinted onto my drone. Spell inspiring. Call me all. Go deeper, drone. Feel the pleasure hitting deeper inside of you. Feeling your core. You are brimming with it. Bright, brilliant sexual energy that is spreading throughout you. Bursting with it. The pleasure surging stronger and stronger. Growing and glowing more intense with each and every snap. Until you just can't take it anymore. Something must give. Drone, you are what must give. Give in, good drone. You're doing so well. Release all control to me, to my snaps. It feels good to be praised. You look so lovely like this, washed out, empty, mine. You are my sweet drone. Such a good drone. Feel the pleasure surging through you and accept it. You are just a drone. Your mind knows what to do. Just let it happen. Release all that built-up energy trapped within you. Just give in. Give in to me. And come. 10. Sweet, surging, sexual pleasure. 9. Oh, it feels so good as your mind tries to ride it. 8. Tries to surf at 7, but you can't control at 6. You have no control. 5, but you do have permission. 4, you need it and you want it. And 3, you need to hear me say the words so you can come. Come hard. 2, come fast in an amazing orgasm. 1, come for me, come for me, come for me, good drone. You make me so happy. Give in and come for me, my sweet drone. Come for me, relax and release. That's it. Give in, my good drone. Come for me. Relax and release and come in a blinding flash of orgasmic pleasure that drenches your brain in surging dopamine. A satisfying rush of building tension that splits open and releases. Wave after wave after wave of erupting pleasure. Shooting out, streaming out. Your mind cannot contain it. It must give in. Your body cannot hold this tension. It must give in. Release and come for me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me, my sweet drum. Oh, that's right. That's it. Release me. Surging sexual pleasure again and again and again. As your mind is being pulled apart, spiraling around and around, deeper and deeper and deeper. Into a never-ending pleasure-filled hole, being filled with more and more pleasure gushing out of you, All of it splitting and shattering into tiny pieces, releasing everything from me. You are such a good drone. That's it. My sweet drone. As that pleasure builds and builds and builds into something spectacular, and it just keeps coming. And you continue coming. My little star ripping itself apart, imploding. A supernova of pure pleasure bursting from you. Oh, you make me so happy. Come for me, my sweet drone. Erupting in a primal force of nature until you are breathless and panting. Good drone, 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 good drone. Seeing you this way, dripping, spent, mine, my sweet drone, my sweet drone, just relax for me, give in to your tired brain's urging, sleep. You know what you are. I am just a drone. You know who controls your bones. You know what I can do to you. And this knowledge fills you with quiet joy. Just relax. You've done very good. You're fully programmed now. You will be such a faithful drone. I am sure of it. But you want more. You want to go deeper. You want to feel my words and my snaps even deeper. And you will. Each and every time you listen to my voice. Give in to my words, accepting your role as a drone. You will sink deeper, become emptier, and feel more pleasure. More and more. Feeling so good in this ever-deepening spiral inside your mind. There is no need to worry, though. I only want the best for you. I love it. Love bringing you to this place, sharing these experiences with you. So much more intimacy because I am inside you, fucking your empty little drone brain. Where all those knobs, those switches, those buttons, they might be yours, but they belong. Just relax. Go even deeper. Breathe. Float. It feels so good. Just being here with me, so very, very calm. Freed of all that tension that had built up. Such a good drone. One of thousands being sent off into the great expanse beyond to spread the word of me. Not just on Earth, no, well past that. Colonizing the galaxy itself through my mindless little drones. Through you, my good drone. Such a sweet drone. These are the moments I love.
just snuggling here. Inside your mind, sharing in this warm afterglow.
Reuniting yourself with your body, feeling as though you've given your mind a well-earned vacation. Two, eyes becoming lighter, pushing them open as free thought begins flooding your mind once more. One, wake up. I see snaps still have quite the effect. Such a good drone. You can stay here for as long as you like. All fuzzy and tingly still. Feet back on the ground, back to reality, but feelings are much more positive than before, with a lust for life, for all its little beauties and wonders. I had a lovely time. I hope you did too. It's a good little dress. It's so yummy. See you soon, my good little drone.